WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Powerful storm, revised ban. I'm Elliot Francis. In Northern California, residents there are braced for another major storm this week that could dump up to a foot of rain, causing more damage. Rick Demagello reports.
In one neighborhood, the storm uprooted two giant trees that crashed down on a couple of vehicles, caused structural damages, and ripped out utility lines.
It was an oh my God moment. I was just thankful that I was alive and that it didn't come this way. Super scary. I'm still pretty shaken up about it.
As the rain keeps coming in Northern California, officials are keeping tabs on the Oroville Dam just as a precaution. Mandatory evacuations were issued last week after authorities found structural damage in the dam's spillways. Residents have since been allowed back home.
A draft of President Trump's revised immigration ban shows it targets the same seven countries listed in his original executive order. However, a Homeland Security official says it would exempt travelers who already have a visa to travel to the U.S., even if they haven't used it yet. I'm Elliot Francis. A federal prison official says Sheikh Abdelrahman has died. Steve Kastenbaum tells more.
Omar Abdelrahman was better known as the blind Muslim cleric. His sermons inspired extremists at mosques in Brooklyn and Jersey City decades ago. He was linked to the 1993 bombing of the Twin Towers and was convicted on sedition charges in 1995 for plotting a day of bombings with the intent of targeting the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, the George Washington Bridge, the United Nations, and the FBI office in Manhattan. Federal prison officials confirmed that he died at the age of 78. He was serving a life prison sentence at the Butner Federal Correction Complex in North Carolina. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Iraq has launched a ground offensive to take control of Western Mosul from ISIS. Iraqi officials say 79 ISIS militants were killed, weapons facilities were destroyed, and they took back 10 villages. The efforts to regain control of Mosul began last October. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A touch ironic, perhaps, that on the eve of President's Day, the lights on the Washington Monument went out again for a while last night. National Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst says the lights never came on at dusk. Electricians had them back on around 7:30, though. Twice in January, the monument's lights went out for a while. And just in time for President's Day, there's a new survey on who our best leaders have been.
When you think about who has had the most positive impact on the country, there are likely some names that immediately come to mind. Presidential historian John Norton Smith says two of the top three are celebrated on this day.
Lincoln and Washington are two-thirds of what I call the Holy Trinity. You can add Franklin Roosevelt. Those three names, every time we take a poll, and other people do polls of their own, those three names you'll find at the top of the list.
Others in the top 10 include JFK and Ronald Reagan. The survey released by C-SPAN. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates plans to announce his retirement today. Stafford Delegate William Howell is expected to say he won't run for re-election this year. Howell has been in the Virginia House for 30 years, including 15 as Speaker. A home in Clarksburg was gutted in an early morning fire yesterday, but no one in that home or the ones on either side of it was hurt, thanks to a Montgomery County police officer. Officer John Rourke arrived on the scene to find the family whose house was on fire all safely outside, but and then also saw the flames threatening both neighboring houses, so Rourke woke those families all up and got them all to safety as well. There's a new eagle egg at the National Arboretum. Mr. President and the First Lady, the Arboretum's adult eagle couple, welcomed the egg to the nest last night. They're the first pair of eagles to nest in the National Arboretum since 1947 and closely watched by millions on the Eagle Cam. Checking your money, the markets are closed for the President's Day holiday. The Dow opens today tomorrow at 20,624, the NASDAQ at 5839. Sports, the West beats the East in the NBA All-Star Game. College basketball, Maryland loses, Georgetown loses, AU loses, GW wins. Hockey, the Caps lose to the Rangers. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. On Metro's Blue Line, we have suspended service between Roslyn and the Pentagon till the end of the month, and that's all because of track work. However, Arlington Cemetery Station will be closed. The Blue Line trains will be replaced by Yellow Rush Plus service running at all times between Franconia Springfield and Greenbelt. This report brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. An accident on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound at 195. It's blocking the right shoulder. North Howard Street in Alexandria between North Jordan and Taney Avenue. Water and sewer repairs closing the road here. In Suitland, Allentown Road between Suitland Road and Off Road, we have road work as well, blocking the right lane for a while. 270, no problems. 95 in either state, okay. And through the district, not a problem either. Baltimore, the Beltway, the Inner Loop, or the Outer Loop, running with no serious delays at this moment. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 1-800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking forecast with high pressure dominant now. Skies clear for the morning. Sunshine, if you've got the day off today, enjoy it. 61 degrees, not quite as warm as yesterday when we almost reached a record high. Tonight, a few clouds, colder, 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Woodbridge, 52 in Kensington, 47 degrees in Washington. The president tweets a clarification of his Saturday Sweden remark. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is mornings on the Mall. My name is Dan Mandis. Good morning in for Brian Wilson. Hope you're having a great President's Day thus far. Some of us are working. We've got your news, weather, and traffic all morning long right here on Mornings on the Mall. And yes, indeed, it was quite the weekend for President Donald Trump. And a lot of people, one of the things that we've noticed over the past several months, and of course this goes well before the November elections, is that the media, who is constantly under attack from President Trump, and they, of course, are also attacking him, so it goes both ways. But one of the things that we've certainly noticed is that they will absolutely pounce on anything and everything President Trump or his administration says that isn't exactly right. Now, I think we all know at this point in time, on this here President's Day, that the president, this particular president, is not necessarily one of the most, let's just say, eloquent. Now, for the record, I'm a Donald Trump supporter. I was a never Hillary guy. You perhaps have heard me on the weekends and filling in for the guys from time to time here on Mornings on the Mall. So I think it is important to note, though, that as a supporter of President Trump, I also understand that he sets himself up for criticism. And of course, we know what happened this weekend. He was in Melbourne, Florida, and he was talking about, and it's something that we've seen President Trump before, where this is a man who does not necessarily like to use a teleprompter, and he intimated that there was some sort of an attack in Sweden the night before. I want to play you the entire audio piece, and so you can hear it in context. Here's what President Trump said this weekend in Melbourne, Florida.
You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. You look at what's happening in Brussels. You look at what's happening all over the world. Take a look at Nice. Take a look at Paris.
Right.
We've allowed thousands and thousands of people into our country, and there was no way to vet those people. There was no documentation. There was no nothing. So we're going to keep our country safe.
Now, of course, as we all now know at this point, and we knew at the moment he said about last night and some sort of, again, intimating some sort of possible attack in Sweden, there was no attack in Sweden. But let's not also forget that the bigger point that President Trump was trying to make, he is absolutely spot on. As a matter of fact, here on WMAL, a couple months ago now, I spoke with a guy named Ami Horowitz, and he is what you would call a journalist, a citizen journalist, a blogger, but he's also somebody who kept hearing about these no-go zones that are supposed to have been happening in Sweden and in other parts of the world as well. And he wanted to find out for himself. He didn't want to hear about it from Snopes. He didn't want to hear about it from the media. He wanted to go straight to the source of all of this discussion, no-go zones. And so he decided to go to Sweden. Now, the thought is that President Trump was watching Fox News the night before when Ami Horowitz was being interviewed. And so as he's up there speaking, he just naturally said last night, because he was thinking about a Fox News interview that he saw last night where Tucker Carlson, the previous night, where Tucker Carlson was indeed interviewing the same guy that I interviewed, Ami Horowitz. And so I wanted to just play a couple of sound bites from my interview with Ami Horowitz as he was describing these no-go zones. And here's part of what he talked about during his trip to Sweden and what he says about Sweden and these no-go zones, because he said they absolutely exist.
So I went to Sweden primarily because Sweden has become, I don't know if your listeners know this, it's become the rape capital of Europe and one of the highest per capita rates on planet Earth. Sweden, of all places. So I went to figure out why that is and what's going on. And then I came across this concept of no-go zones. And when I heard the words, you know, no-go, I said, I go.
He indeed did. And he also, in preparation for his trip into the no-go zones, he described them, and they were described by the local police there and the local authorities as Islamic enclaves.
What I heard was there are about 20 or 30 no-go zones in Sweden, and there's a whole bunch around Stockholm. Okay. So I mapped out where they were. See, in fact, these were, in fact, what you would call no-go zones. And what before I actually went there, I sat down with the police, and both on and off camera, to discuss this phenomenon. And the police were telling me, they were using the words no-go. In the interview, when you watch the Sweden video yourself, your audience can see these people. They're saying to me, these are states within a state. There's a place that this is what he's telling me. If we're crossing, if we're chasing a suspect, and they cross that threshold into this no-go zone, we stop pursuit. That's exactly what they do. So I figured, this has got to be crazy. How could you have this in Stockholm, Sweden, of all places? We're not talking Afghanistan, right? And that's what I ended up going to the Stockholm the Stockholm suburb of Husby, which has become a completely Islamic enclave.
Yeah, and one of the things that he also talked about, because I asked him, okay, so what is the lifestyle of these folks that are living in these no-go zones? And also, what about the Swedes? I mean, are they accepting of these kinds of no-go zones? And here's what he had to say. Ami Horowitz.
By the way, you know, just so, again, another narrative out there on the left is that it's poverty driving all of this, right? It's hatred for them. This is it's a beautiful suburb of Stockholm. It's leafy. It's nice. Nice apartment buildings. Nice homes. The amount of money they get from the government is ridiculous. Unbelievable benefits. And you couldn't have more accepting people in Sweden. So to say that their hatred of the West comes from poverty and you know, people putting upon them, it couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah, and part of that interview, and we'll get to some of the other sound bites later on, but part of that interview also, Ami Horowitz, and you can see this entire video at AmiHorowitz.com, because, again, he is a blogger, he's a citizen journalist, and he went out to Sweden to explore these no-go zones, and he was attacked by about five of these guys, and they just beat the living you-know-what out of him. They try to take his camera. It's a very compelling video, and so it brings home the fact that when President Trump, over the weekend, talked about how there was, quote-unquote, something happened or whatever it was in Sweden the night before, intimating there was some sort of attack when there really wasn't, let's not forget the bigger point, and the bigger point is that there are many, many problems throughout Germany, throughout Europe, you name it, because of a lot of these refugees and migrants that have been flooding into those areas. And so the broader point, President Trump is actually correct. And we have to make sure that we don't forget that. Was he a little clumsy in the way that he talked about it? Absolutely he was. But was his bigger point correct? Yes, indeed it was. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. I am in for Brian Wilson. Always appreciate you being here on this President's Day, February 20th. Coming up, we've got a number of different stories. One is Chris Christie about to join the Trump administration, and a new immigration order is expected this week as well. Those stories and a lot more coming up on Mornings on the Mall. It is 5:15. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's say good morning to Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Dan, good morning to you. Because it is a holiday on the Beltway in both directions between 95, 395 and the American Legion Bridge, HOV restrictions are lifted for today, much the same on 395 in both directions between the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge. In Alexandria, Richmond, Richmond Highway southbound at Old Vernon Road, we do have a crash. Police are there. It's on the shoulder. This is a car into a tree. And in Arlington, Shirlington Road, approaching Lee Road, a crash there as well. Police are on the scene as well. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today, sunny, a high of around 61. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of about 39 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high near 55. And right now, it is 47 degrees in our nation's capital.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandison for Brian Wilson. Thank you very much for being here. It is going to be a very interesting week for state lawmakers. I should say, well, yes, state lawmakers as well as federal lawmakers as they head back to their districts. Because here's what's going on, and I'm sure that you've heard all about this. There are activists that have been going after lawmakers on a state and a federal level at their town hall meetings, at their press conferences as well. I don't think that it's going to be what I would call a very relaxing week for a lot of our congressmen and senators as well, heading back to their home districts, because there have been activists that, as we know, have been targeting a lot of town halls and, again, press conferences. We've seen them in Utah with Jason Chaffetz. We saw them in Tennessee with Diane Black. We've seen these town halls literally under assault.
That arrogance, and they still don't get it, was part of what led to November 8th.
Right. That's why Donald Trump won. They don't get it. They keep doing the same thing over and over again.
And I think what President Trump was trying to say yesterday in his answer to Jim Acosta, and again, we think it was a little soft. It was a little bit of a softball.
Oh.
Not for him. I mean, in general, I think anybody should have come at him with, first of all, saying you clearly either don't know or you're misleading people with that question on the First Amendment.
You got
it's fake, one or the other.
You're giving fake news on the First Amendment.
Right there. You're right there. That's fake. That's wrong. It's false. So either you don't know that or you do, and you're implying you want people to believe that I'm violating your First Amendment rights. But it's they really don't see that this is part of it. But I think what the president was trying to say in his reply, or the point he was trying to make, or maybe that's where I thought he was going to go, was do the work of a Tim Russert. Do your homework and have something.
Try it now. Try it now. So it is amazing. Probably sorry about the delay, folks, but it is amazing when we look at these Obama-linked activists and this training manual. And again, it's called Organizing for Action. And it's all in a Facebook post. And listen to this. They call it OFA, of course, and it calls on activists to mobilize against Republicans from now until February 26th when, quote, representatives are going to be in their home districts. And as I said, we've seen this with Diane Black in Tennessee, Jason Chaffetz in Utah, a number of others as well. And the protesters have been disrupting town halls for the last several weeks. And what's interesting is their tactics. And as this training manual goes on to say, it tells them exactly what we can expect this week as protesters go into these town halls quietly so as to not raise alarms. And they talk about grabbing seats at the front of the room, but they do not all sit together. Instead, what they want folks to do is spread out in pairs to make it seem like the whole room opposes the Republican host positions. And they say this will help reinforce the impression of broad consensus when the truth of the matter is that it is not all that many people. It is really interesting. And so we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up right here on Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. The phone number, as always, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Some of the other things that they talk about is the loud booing and the social media aspect of this as well. Once they take all of these videos, once they go in and they disrupt the speaker from either taking questions or putting their plan in place, I know in Tennessee with Diane Black, one of the things that they were there to talk about was the repealing of Obamacare. And so there was probably, I would say, about 50 or 60 people that were there, and they wanted to talk about the plans of the conservatives to repeal Obamacare. When they were basically hijacked by a lot of these anti-Donald Trump supporters, one of the things that I very openly ask is this. Are these activists afraid? And I've been saying this about the repealing of Obamacare for quite some time now. It seems to me that one of the things that they say is that the Republicans are not coming forward with a plan. My two cents on that is they're sitting there and standing there on stage trying to tell their constituents, the Republicans are, what it is that they want to do with Obamacare. And so when you have these activists that are basically shouting down the conversation, not letting the conversation take place, ultimately what they're doing is they're disrupting the conversation and not letting the Republicans talk about their plans. And so one of the things that I think is going to happen to the left is this is absolutely going to backfire, especially this week, as we have a lot of lawmakers. And this is, by the way, happening on the state and the national level as well. So we have Congress people that are heading back to their home districts. And also this is happening at state legislatures as well. So we'll keep an eye on this for you. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
If you haven't tried the new Esotique XV yet, well, now is your last chance to take advantage of Chamonix's amazing Valentine's Day promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you call now, you'll get to try Esotique XV, the absolute best, most advanced wrinkle treatment, totally risk-free. Plus, Chamonix will give you the Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes for free. That's right. Free Genucel, a gift with no strings attached just for trying Esotique XV today. Chamonix is putting their money where their mouth is. You're going to look and feel years or even decades younger with flawless, silky smooth skin and no bags or puffiness, or you'll get your money back. Call right now and you'll also get a surprise luxury free gift. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or visit www.xvbeauty.com. Order now and shipping is also free. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
525 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. In Ashburn, watch out Wax Pool Road and Smith Switch Road. That's five times fast. Malfunctioning traffic light. You may want to use that as a four-way stop. In Alexandria, North Howard Street between North Jordan Street and Taney Avenue, some water and sewer repair going on. The road is closed. Also, Arlington, Shirlington Road approaching Glebe Road, there is an accident with police on the scene. As for the Beltway in both directions, because it's a holiday between 95 395 and the American Legion Bridge, HOV restrictions are lifted today, much the same as 395 in both directions between 495, the Capitol Beltway, and the 14th Street Bridge. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking forecast with high pressure dominant now. Skies clear for the morning. Sunshine. If you've got the day off today, enjoy it. 61 degrees. Not as quite as warm as yesterday when we almost reached a record high. Tonight, a few clouds. Colder, 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 47 degrees in our nation's capital on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. One more final thought on this whole situation that is going to more than likely unfold as we make our way through this week, as I was discussing just before the traffic and weather and all that good stuff, is the fact that there are protests that are planned for town halls and press conferences all across America. Organizing for Action is a group that is said to be founded by folks affiliated with President Obama, and some say President Obama himself. And one of the things that they're doing is they are also trying to get as much social media play as they can. And part of what they're doing is they're taking video of them disrupting these press conferences and disrupting these town halls. And then they're sending that to the media. And then what that does is CNN and others will play the audio and the video over and over and over again. And what that, as I said before, what that is ultimately going to do is that is going to give the Democrats this continued party of outrage persona and this brand, which, to be honest, I don't know if that's going to be good for them. But there's a lot more to talk about coming up right here on 105.9 FM. And AM 630 WMAL is Chris Christie about to join the Trump administration. That story coming up next.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It is 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Brian Wilson. Coming up, indeed, is Chris Christie about to join the Trump administration, and a transgender teen who used to be a girl, is now a boy, ends up on the guys' wrestling team. What could go wrong? That story and a whole lot more straight ahead.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is clarifying what he meant Saturday when he mentioned a terror attack in Sweden.
The president's comments at that Melbourne rally on Saturday suggesting there may have been some sort of terror incident in Sweden on Friday night left a lot of people all around the world scratching their heads. The president later Sunday tweeting that he was referring to a Fox News report that aired on Friday night. But this lack of precision, the fact that he said something that made it sound like he was referring to a terror incident, left a lot of people scratching their heads. You had the former Swedish Prime Minister Carl Bildt taking to Twitter to say, Sweden? Terror attack? What has he been smoking?
Correspondent Athena Jones. It was another case of lights out at the Washington Monument again last evening. The lights failed to come on at dusk as they were supposed to. National Park Service electricians had the lights back on by around 7:30, but it's not clear why they failed for the third time in 2 months. Virginia House Speaker William Howell is expected to announce his retirement today. Howell has represented Stafford County in the General Assembly for 30 years and has been House Speaker for the last 15, but he'll announce today he won't be running for re-election. The heavy rains are subsiding in Southern California, but the northern part of the state remains in jeopardy.
The National Weather Service using very strong language today, talking about how residents need to be prepared to evacuate their house within 15 minutes or less due to the potential of flooding across that part of the state.
Meteorologist Derek Van Dam. Checking your money, the market are closed for the President's Day holiday. The Dow will open the day tomorrow at 20,624, the NASDAQ at 58.39. Sports: Anthony Davis sets a new NBA All-Star Game record, scoring 52 points as the Western Conference beats the Eastern. College basketball: losses for Maryland, Georgetown, and AU. GW wins. NHL: the Caps lose to the Rangers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Number one, be the first to contact key players in the process. First impressions count. Number two, at the end of the day, divorce law, like politics, is very local. Be sure your attorney knows well your judge in his courthouse, which in family court amounts to a king in his kingdom. Number three, timing in divorce, as in everything else, is important. Passage of time always helps one side of the table, but never both. Know which side you're sitting on and act accordingly. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Metro's Blue Line suspending service between Roslyn and the Pentagon till about, till February 28th, the end of the month. That's because of track work. Arlington Cemetery Station will be closed. Blue Line trains will be replaced by Yellow Rush Plus service, running at all times between Franconia Springfield and Greenbelt. This report brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. We have 270 in both directions between the Beltway and Interstate 70. HOV restrictions lifted today because of the holiday. Also the same on the Beltway in both directions between 95, 395 and the American Legion Bridge. In Arlington, Shirlington Road approaching Glebe Road, watch out for a crash. Police are on the scene, and now a tow truck is on the scene. 95 northbound in Virginia between Dale City and the Beltway. It's a 15-minute commute, no serious delay here. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 1-800-805-5181. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 Weather Channel, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, sun's out, and if you have the extended 3-day weekend, what a beautiful day today for a walk around town. Lots of sunshine, 61. Tonight, some clouds, a little bit colder, 39. Tomorrow, a few clouds with sunshine, up to 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Herndon, 34 in Bowie, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 536 right here on WMAL. My name is Dan Mantis. Appreciate you being here. And for Brian Wilson, Chris Christie could be joining the Donald Trump White House. Now, these are unconfirmed reports. As a matter of fact, maybe it's just rumors. Who knows? But apparently there could be a gig for the New Jersey governor with some sort of opioids task force. We all know that that is a big problem, as they say, in Trump country. And so the administration itself is saying there is no truth to the rumors that Chris Christie will be joining the administration. But you never know. Chris Christie, if there is a guy that could be and should be involved in such a task force regarding opioids, regarding drugs, Chris Christie would be the guy. I think he would be absolutely perfect for that kind of a role, although we'll have to see what happens. Listen to this story. Let's get away from politics for a moment, because this next story hits most people right where they live, our kids, our teenagers, and it really is the intersection of raising our kids and political correctness. A transgender teenager wins a girls' wrestling championship, and the parents are up in arms. A transgender teenager won this girls' wrestling contest over the weekend despite attempts from other competitors' parents to stop him from taking part. Now, you've got to kind of follow the math here. Mac Beggs is a 17-year-old from Euless, Texas. Now, how would you feel if your daughter, son,
This is all about transgenderism and everything else. And so Mac Beggs has been taking steroids as part of his transition from female to male since late 2015. So Mac, he says he wants to compete against boys, but is not allowed to because of University Interscholastic League rules, which says that he must compete as the gender listed by his birth certificate. Okay, so think about this. Because of those rules, even though Mac was born as a female, is now ultimately a male, he's been taking all these steroids and everything else. And let me tell you something, folks. If you look at a picture of Mac Beggs, again, used to be a female, now a male, has been taking all kinds of steroids, this man, woman, boy, whatever you want to say, he looks like a boy. And he's got the muscles and everything else. And so now you've got all of these females who are on the wrestling team who are absolutely outmatched because he has been taking all of these steroids. But because he was born a she, then he has to wrestle the girls. And so the girls, again, don't necessarily have much of a chance because he has been taking all of these steroids. So the league, the story goes, the league does not allow students to compete against the opposite sex. So, indeed, Mac Beggs is forced to stay in the girls' category. This is one of those stories, by the way, where it seems like the laws and the rules and the regulations have not caught up with what I would say is modern society and political correctness. As a girl, he was due to wrestle at the weekend and forfeited the match, this girl did, amid claims from parents that the match would have been unsafe for this girl to wrestle Mac because he was so a lot bigger than the girl. And so the parents of this girl who, again, he was supposed to wrestle, saying that Mac had an unfair advantage by taking steroids. See, that's the whole point, is he was due to wrestle this girl, but because he is so much larger than this girl, the parents said, no, this is actually dangerous for our daughter. One parent now has launched a lawsuit against the league, claiming that the league is putting girls at imminent risk and that threat of bodily harm by allowing Mac to remain in the 110-pound weight class. Exactly what the teenager weighs and how much his body has changed since he began taking steroids is unclear, but he says the girls in the weight class are comfortable competing against him. But those are the folks that are basically for or supportive of Mac Beggs. There's a lot of other parents who are saying, and these are parents of the girls who are trying to compete in the girls category of this whole wrestling team, and this is in Texas, by the way, they're up in arms. They're really upset. And so now the Daily Mail and others have contacted Mac and the parents involved in the lawsuit on Sunday, but so far nobody is commenting. But the Dallas Sports Day reports that the teenager and the girl who was due to wrestle over the weekend, they have already competed against each other earlier in the year. But again, you have to realize that this is a situation where this Mac Beggs, this boy that used to be a girl, he's been taking all of these steroids. And so over the months, these steroids have certainly had an impact. Now, the grandmother of Mac Beggs, Nancy, says the forfeiture was nothing more. Now, this is important. The forfeiture by the girl was nothing more than hatred, and that the youngsters were willing to take each other on before the parents meddled. And here's my frustration, and this is all about, again, political correctness, because you have a situation where, to me, clearly, this is not fair to the girls. It has nothing to do with hatred. To me, it has everything to do with common sense and what's fair is fair. And if Mac Beggs now has been taking steroids and is the size and the strength of a boy and wants to be a boy and essentially is a boy in this journey from a female to a male in this whole transgender process, then the debate begins. And I've been saying this as long as I can remember. As these things continue to happen, where do the high school sports go? What happens when you have a, say, for example, a boy that wants to transgender and become a female, then does that boy all of a sudden play on the girls' basketball team? These are things that are at some point going to need to be debated, and it's going to have to be debated where those that are trying to make their place within a transgender-based team, in the sense that you have somebody who is on a team and is transgender, well, then how does that impact the other players? But this debate, if it's going to happen, it can't be something where those people are called haters. But unfortunately, in this specific case, the people who are questioning this policy are being called haters by the family, and I'm sure others. They say that today was all about bias, hatred, and ignorance. These kids, they say, have wrestled each other before, and that conversation will, of course, continue. And I'm sure that you'll be hearing about this story this week. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian Wilson, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met with defense ministers from 27 nations participating in the counter-ISIS campaign last week at NATO headquarters in Brussels. Mattis welcomed feedback from his counterparts on the campaign plan and thanked them for their country's contributions. The ministers agreed to meet again in the fall to discuss the state of the campaign. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. Upper Marlboro Arena Drive eastbound approaching Landover Road. There's a crash. Police are on the scene. Some good news regarding an accident earlier in Arlington. Shirlington Road approaching Glebe Road. That's gone. 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge. No serious delays. A 12-minute trip, if you will. 395 northbound and south. Bound between the waterfront and 395 3rd Street Tunnel, moving along very good. George Washington Parkway northbound from the 395 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway, a 13-minute trip. The outer loop and the inner loop of the Beltway, no serious delays here yet either because it is a holiday. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, sun's out, and if you have the extended three-day weekend, what a beautiful day today for a walk around town. Lots of sunshine, 61. Tonight's clouds a little bit colder, 39. Tomorrow, a few clouds and sunshine up to 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 47 degrees in our nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Just to put a final wrap on this conversation about this transgender teenager that has now won a girls' wrestling championship. There's a whole bunch of parents that are up in arms, and this 17-year-old from Euless, Texas, guy by the name of Mac Beggs, he was born a female, now a male, since late 2015. And one of the big conversations about this is the fact that he has been taking steroids for, I guess, the better part of a couple of years. And so if you see a picture of Mac Beggs, this 17-year-old that was born a female, now a male, and has been taking all of these steroids, is that he is huge. And so because of the rules, Mac has to wrestle females and not males, even though he is transgender and now a male. And so the parents of the females who are having to wrestle ultimately this male, they're up in arms. And so a couple of questions that I think are interesting about this. First of all, a lot of folks are pointing out that steroids are not supposed to be allowed in high school sports. Here's the difference. The difference is that with steroids, if a doctor prescribes it, then steroids are allowed and those folks are allowed to compete. And a lot of people are pointing out, and I think this is a very interesting point, and that is this, is that Mac Beggs, this 17-year-old who is now a male, is wrestling these females, and the parents of the girls, they're upset because basically it's a boy wrestling girls, and so this one girl decided to forfeit because the parents said that he had an unfair advantage by taking steroids. The bigger point is this. Shouldn't Mac Beggs, this 17-year-old, shouldn't he just step away from wrestling? isn't good sportsmanship, and I know this is a controversial story because it has to do with political correctness and it also has to do with our kids, but think about it. Wouldn't you think that Mac Beggs, knowing that he is ultimately now a boy, knowing that he has taken all of these steroids and knowing that he is, let's face it, larger than the girls and so forth, wouldn't you think that it would just make sense for him to step away from wrestling? And I do understand that there's a lot of folks that are in the corner of Mac Beggs, especially his parents and his family and his supporters, that want him to be all that he can be. And I do understand that. But the question is he really truly at an unfair advantage by taking steroids? I think that this is going to be one of those stories, again, that we hear often enough. And the conversation does continue. And this is going to be maybe one of those stories and maybe one of those policy shifts where at least one school district in Euless, Texas, maybe they take a look at the overall whole of what's happening and they come to some sort of a conclusion by saying, okay, well, maybe he should not be competing against the girls, but then do you have him go up against the boys? It is an absolute mess. And of course, we have been seeing these kinds of stories prop up and crop up from time to time. And we'll keep you updated on that story as well. And I'm sure that's going to be one that's going to be in the news in the next several weeks. Coming up in the next 30 to 45 minutes here on Mornings on the Mall, here is yet another story about staying connected at work and how staying connected at work is linked to, stop me when you've heard this before, stress and heart disease. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Right now, though, time for Rush Limbaugh on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
Well, the liberals have come up with yet another way to protest the election. The NWRCC, National War Resistance Coordinating Committee, says that since Trump's inauguration, there's renewed interest in tax resistance. The NWRCC claims that something has clicked in the minds of thousands of people across the country who don't want to pay for Trump's agenda. So they're recycling a tactic left over from the Vietnam protest days. They're going to boycott taxes. The group says that people are joining the boycott because they're fed up with things that are part of the foundation of our country. What things? Well, extreme militarism, for one. Also, mass incarceration, police brutality, mass deportations. None of which are happening. But the tax resistance movement is attracting celebrities anyway. Mia Farrow says that she refuses to pay a penny of her taxes toward Trump's insane, insulting wall. Gloria Steinem, the feminist dinosaur, says that she'll deduct an amount from her tax returns that she thinks ought to go to Planned Parenthood, kill babies. So along with a thousand other things they're boycotting, liberals now plan to stiff the IRS. Good luck with that. They might as well try to boycott death. So, a word of caution. Before the libs willfully evade taxes, they should talk to Hollywood actor Wesley Snipes. He boycotted the IRS, and then a judge gave him time to boycott his freedom in a medium security facility, and they liked him. Imagine when I get hold of these feminazis.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger, but it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-402-8881, written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-402-8881. 1-800-402-8881.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these for a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Beltsville Tuesday, February 21st, Bethesda Wednesday, February 22nd, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
55 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes first on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hi there, Dan. And because it is a holiday, President's Day, of course, we have some restrictions lifted regarding HOV lanes. Then, for example, 270 in both directions between the Beltway and 70. They're lifted. The Beltway in both directions between 95, 395 and the American Legion Bridge. They're gone there as well. 290, 395, that is, in both directions between the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge, much the same. Ashburn, Waxpool Road, and Smith Switch Road, a malfunctioning traffic light. You may want to use that intersection as a four-way stop. And Metro's Blue Line suspending service through the 28th of the month between Roslyn and the Pentagon for safe track work. And we can tell you the Arlington Cemetery Station is closed. Blue Line trains to be replaced by Yellow Rush Plus service running at all times between Franconia Springfield and Greenbelt. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're taking it down, but just a little bit today. Temperature still well above average on this President's Day. Good shot of sunshine, 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by LifeLock. It is 47 degrees in our nation's capital.
Grabbing coffee or breakfast? If you swipe your card, you leave a trail of digital information thieves can use to steal your identity. Ever hear of LifeLock? Their U.S.-based team of specialists help resolve identity theft problems. Go to LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RISK to save 10%.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. K
K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's 5:59 right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Coming up, it's Donald Trump versus the press as the press covers their feud with the president. Also, staying connected is bad for our life.